Hello, and welcome to Beethoven Was Wrong, a show about composers at British universities, here on Resonance 104.4 FM and online, with me, your host, Daniel Ross. This week, we are at the Cardiff School of Music at Cardiff University. We will listen to pieces by staff and students and discuss with composition lecturers Arlene Sierra and Robert Fockens what makes their department unique and how this is reflected in the composers' works. So, to start, let's listen to some music. This is Molaire by Arlene Sierra.
Thank you.
You're listening to Beethoven Was Wrong on Resonance 104.4 FM and online, with me, Daniel Ross. That was Molaire by Arlene Sierra, and that recording was by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Jacques Fonstein. Before we go on, let's hear a bit about the Cardiff School of Music from Arlene's colleague, Robert Fockens.
Cardiff has quite a range of pursuits. Composition actually is historically a very strong part of the provision at Cardiff. The department was set up by the composer Alan Hoddinott, not set up, but sort of, he was one of the first heads of school who kind of, at a time when it was becoming established, and he obviously was one of Wales's best known composers. And he actually established also the Cardiff Festival of Contemporary Music, and he brought Britten and Lutoslawski, Messiaen, and various other composers over for that festival. So there's been historically a very strong contemporary music / composition department and ethos around the school.
So with that in mind, can we say that there is a dominant style at the School of Music? Here's Arlene Sierra.
I wouldn't say there's a school of composition. I mean, historically, I understand it really had a lot of back and forth between Welsh identity and more British English establishment. And certainly when I started teaching there 10 years ago, there was a kind of divide between the English and Welsh points of view about what to say as a composer. It was really refreshing for me and for them, I think, to arrive and start teaching there as a foreigner, because I was completely outside those issues, and undertook with great pleasure the process of helping young Welsh composers find their voice as young Welsh composers, because for me it was just interesting to think about the musical issues and questions of identity. And I think that sort of more international approach has grown since I started there. We now have Rob Fockens, who's from South Africa, and we've had a long and very fruitful relationship with Judith Weir, whose Scottish background also informs things. So, and of course, many guest composers over the years. So I think our young British and young Welsh composers, and of course international students, are all in a mix now, which is very comfortable and helps people to find their own way and their own point of view on these kinds of issues in music.
Bearing in mind these questions regarding international identity, let's listen to a piece by Robert Fockens. This work deals with his concern about the construction of identity in the context of his personal experience of cultural hybridity as a South African. This is Inyoka Etshanini, a Zulu phrase meaning snake in the grass.
Thank you.
That was Inyoka Echanini by Robert Fockens for quarter tone alto flute, violin and cello. And that recording was performed by Rarescale. You're listening to Beethoven Was Wrong on Resonance 104.4 FM and online with me, Daniel Ross. This week we're at the Cardiff School of Music. And now it's time to hear some of the pieces by students. This is Songlines by John Cooney, performed by the ensemble Chroma. Thank you. That was John Cooney's Songlines. Before we listen to the last piece of the show, let's hear again from Arlene Sierra, this time talking about her teaching methods.
I like to encourage my students to do whatever interests them. And it's a funny feeling when you're teaching if your students' interests really overlap with your own. I might be less comfortable with that than some people teaching. I really am not interested in forming a school composition of young composers who sound like me, actually quite the opposite. The points of commonality in terms of an interest in color and structure and rhythm and how to build pieces, I think does boil down to very, very practical, very objective things that really make teaching and the relationship between teacher and student very engaging. So f- for me, I think it's more about a method and helping students to find a method to say what they want to say in music and be as engaged with what they're doing as I am with my own work.
To demonstrate how these diverse styles are encouraged at the School of Music, we will end with Richard McReynolds' electroacoustic work, While the Beast Slumbers. My thanks to all the composers who submitted work for the show. I'm sorry we haven't had time to hear them all. Thanks also to Robert Fockens and Arlene Sierra. You've been listening to Beethoven Was Wrong on Resonance FM. I'm Daniel Ross. Goodbye.